Zimbabwe's opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change, announced Thursday it has decided to take part in next month's general election. Opposition spokesman Paul Themba Nyathi says the decision of the party's National Council not to boycott the election was made in response to pressure from supporters, whom he describes as the working people of Zimbabwe. He said they wish to exercise their right to vote, to make a statement against what Mr. Nyathi described as the tyranny of this criminal state. Last August, President Robert Mugabe signed up to electoral guidelines set out by the regional grouping known as the Southern African Development Community. But Mr. Nyathi said the Zimbabwe government is not abiding by them.
That the regime has failed and failed dismally to comply with those guidelines. More than ever, the electoral playing field remains uneven and unequal. The media remains muzzled. Free assembly is proscribed by the Public Order and Security Act. The shambolic voters' roll continues to be the principal vehicle for electoral fraud. The constituency boundaries have been subjectively gerrymandered, while militias and militia bases continue to multiply. International observers continue to be unwelcome.
The Movement for Democratic Change fought its first general election when it was only 9 months old in 2000 and won nearly half the 120 seats contested after a violent run-up to polling day. New laws for the March 31st elections now allow the military to run both voting and counting. Opposition members of parliament have been detained, tortured, beaten up, or robbed of their possessions since the party became the first to seriously challenge Mr. Mugabe's grip on power. Mr. Nyathi expressed disappointment that the Southern African Development Community has not yet sent representatives to evaluate laws and the political climate ahead of the election.
We note with regret the failure of the SADC of putting the regime on the spot and demanding the reproduction and implementation of fair electoral standards in this country. Zimbabweans feel betrayed and let down by the regime. Clearly, therefore, a free and fair election is not possible in Zimbabwe under present conditions. Having regard to the above, it is with a heavy heart that the National Council has resolved the MDC will participate in the forthcoming election.
South Africa, a regional ally, on Thursday praised what it described as electoral reforms in Zimbabwe as positive. The opposition says its decision to take part is also strategic, as it wants to retain a high profile before contesting the 2008 presidential elections. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.